Thanks for joining me today on Mission at Work News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Rebuilding Syria after years of civil war takes trust, but it's been slow going. Then, a Persian New Year outreach reveals the awesome work of God that's transforming modern-day Iran. There's more on that story in just a few moments. But first, Syrians working to renovate their homes in the midst of continuing uncertainty are dealing with sanctions that both uphold their efforts and at the same time undermines them. Since 2019, Syria has been under U.S. sanctions that restrict movement of finances, goods, and services from the West. Samuel with Redemptive Story says this is in the best interest of the Syrian people.
I think a lot of governments are wise to try to leave things in place, particularly these sanctions as it relates to financial movement and purchasing of infrastructure things that are needed until they are for sure that this government does not make sweeping changes to things like the Constitution.
Yet Syrians trying to rebuild their homes are also feeling the effects of restrictions as they face scarcity of resources and equipment. Samuel says Western governments hope nearby nations will provide a boost for Syria's economy. The uncertainty of Western governments regarding Syria's future is matched by the country's Christian community.
They know that in the midst of this situation, God is working and he's doing amazing things. But at the same time, they do have deep concerns about what the future holds.
Believers rejoiced when Assad's oppressive regime was overturned in December. But since then, minorities have been targeted, most aggressively in a March attack that left 1,300 Syrians dead.
There is fear again, and there's trepidation as they look to the future.
So join us in praying for Syria's believers, for peace in the midst of fear, strength in the midst of hopelessness, and boldness in the midst of chaos. Next, hundreds of people in northeastern India were killed when ethnic tensions flared on May 3rd, 2023.
2 years later, there is still tension. There's still unrest in this community. And unfortunately, kids are being affected as a result.
Mission India's Raina Miller says,
a young boy named Gaman was in first grade when the violence first broke out in Manipur. And he wasn't able to go to school for months. And as a first grader, that's a big deal. So he pretty quickly forgot everything that he learned. And once things settled down in his area enough to go back to school, he was really behind and discouraged.
Thankfully, Mission India's partners began a year-long children's Bible club in Galman's hometown. After months of hard work and help from the Bible club leader, Galman caught up to his classmates. Best of all, he learned more about Christ and grew in his faith. Children's Bible clubs are a critical asset to parents living in poverty.
They work such long hours that they can't be home to help with homework, and they can't pay for a tutor.
You can help provide a clear path to Jesus for every child in India through Mission India's new Pathfinder program. Typically, $36 supports 18 kids in a year-long children's Bible club, but
right now, your first 12 months of gifts will be matched. So $36 per month will reach 36 children in India for the first year of your giving.
And finally, the Persian New Year, or Nowruz, began on the spring equinox in March. During that festive week, a small team of evangelists with Transform Iran gathered in Turkey. Their goal? To meet Iranian tourists on holiday with Bibles and the news of the gospel. Lana Silk tells us about one miraculous encounter when a Muslim family walked up to the team saying,
"Sorry to disturb you, but we keep hearing this voice telling us to come and talk to you and that you've got something that you need to tell us. What do you need to tell us?"
More than 300 people heard the gospel that week. Several confessed faith in Christ immediately. All gave their contact information to learn more, and the team is praising God. It's just a snapshot of what Silk says is happening in Iran.
God is literally right before our eyes changing the course of a nation. I mean, you cannot overstate what God is doing in Iran today.
Would you like to join the adventure?
We're looking for people who will pray with us, partner with us, care about the people of Iran, love people of Iran, talk about them, you know, share on social media, be an advocate, be a voice. And really the best way to get started on that journey is to sign up to our newsletter.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.